This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay. It's not hearsay. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN on 98.7. And yes, as the Yankees game has been PPD'd, there will be a doubleheader tomorrow instead, but you will have ENN in full right here on Yes. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm a big man.
Good evening to Don.
Zion Williams 4.
Who's Williams?
Williamson.
Good evening to Michael.
Try truly hard seltzer.
Did you hear that, Don?
Oh, I heard it.
The exasperation?
Yeah. Well, because he prides himself on his ability not to have an accent.
I know. I think the Kepker was worse. That was something.
But he was talking extemporaneously. I think it frustrates Michael when it's in a read.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Brooks Koepka cares.
I thought it was cute that he thought we didn't hear it. That he might get away with it.
But honestly, that wasn't an accent thing. That was just a slip. He said Kepper instead of Koepka. He can just flip the words. It was a penalty as a helmet.
The doubleheader starts at 4 tomorrow. It's a single admission doubleheader for the Yankees, and Yes's coverage starts at 3:30.
Do we not know that?
He's just being clear. New audience every 15 minutes. Let's hear from Kyrie Irving, shall we? He was asked about returning to Boston and the reception he'll get from the fans. Here's Kyrie.
I mean, it's not my first time being an opponent in Boston. You know, I'm just looking forward to competing with my teammates. You know, hopefully we can just keep it strictly basketball. You know, there's no belligerence or any racism going on, subtle racism and people yelling from the crowd. But even if it is, it's part of the nature of the game, and we're just going to focus on what we can control.
Is it something you've experienced in Boston before?
I'm not the only one that could attest to this.
Yeah, a lot of conversation about this. I didn't think it was anything too revealing or new that no one's heard about before. And I think maybe the story that makes it interesting is, does him saying it beforehand make the crowd that much more anti-Kyrie?
Yep. You know, I mean, there's a history of racism toward, you know, black athletes in Boston. So, I mean, are they going to chant out something racist? No, but, you know, maybe people might shout it at them if they're close by. But, and that's terrible and really unacceptable. But, you know, you're not really splitting the atom here.
Right.
That's exactly, you know, a possibility that it could happen.
Well, yeah, it's not going to stop the racists from doing it. But I could see people in Boston that are not racist, that are insulted by that, then finding other things to say to them and not like them.
Mm-hmm. But if you're truly not racist in Boston, you're aware that the racism exists. And in which case you wouldn't be offended. You know
and
what I'm saying?
He's come back to Boston, but he hasn't come back. I mean, there's going to be more people in the crowd. Did he didn't play, I think, when they were in Boston, and there were still fans last year.
I believe you're correct. I believe that one was...
You know, you could say I've been back to Boston, but you haven't been back to Boston with people in the seats and in a big game. There's going to be a Trae Young level, probably more. This guy, not essentially, he told them he was coming back. He signed a long-term contract and then changed his mind, which is his right. So they feel like they were, you know, kind of abandoned at the altar. So they hate him.
Yeah, and I don't think people that hate him are racist. Some of them
just might hate him.
Yeah. But I think there's enough there for them to boo him.
They should boo him. He left them. I mean, that was the whole big key part of Danny Ainge's plan. What do you think he had to pivot and go get Kemba Walker for? And that hasn't worked out. It was supposed to be Kyrie Irving there for the next 10 years.
Now, let's go to something positive with regards to basketball. Julius Randle, most improved player. Let's hear from Jules.
It's an honor just because of how I view the game in a sense of when the summertime comes, That's really where I have the most fun because I enjoy the process of getting better. So I always say, you look at the trajectory of my career, like every year I've taken steps forward to get better and improve my game, and that's really what I'm proud of. Like, I never want to feel like I'm staying in the same spot or I'm not getting better. So for me, I think this award just really, embodies who I am as a person, as far as what I put towards the game, my work ethic, just the grind, just the process. So for me, I look at it as, like I said, it just embodies who I am as a person, as a player.
Well-earned award. He's a completely different player than he's ever been. He is the literal definition of the most improved player. He's been great.
Nothing. I know Thibodeau gets a lot of credit for that, but you also got to give most of the credit, if not a tremendous portion of it, to the player for putting the work in.
Absolutely. He has a lot to be proud of.
And, of course, guys, we know tonight is the night. Knicks, Hawks, 7:30. And, of course, Trae Young is going to be the subject of much ridicule from the Knicks faithful. That's right. But did you guys know that there is a way to get under the skin of Trae Young? Turns out it was revealed in an interview a while back that he's terrified of birds.
There's a bird now loose. There's a bird loose in the mall.
He actually has the condition known as ornithophobia.
Ornithological is a bird, so
ornithophobia. Ornithophobia. Okay. Ornithophobia.
Birds freak him out.
He's scared of birds, guys. He said,
That bird. You want me to bite the head off? Sure.
He said, we were in New Zealand, and we go to the beaches and all that stuff. He's talking about with Oklahoma, his college team. And he said he had some weird experiences. You know how birds would be friendly to people? I hate birds. All you see is the ocean, the sand, and the birds flying over you. The birds trying to eat the crabs in the sand, and they're all next to you. I've seen a bird attack one of my friends on my high school from high school in the parking lot. It scared her. The bird was by her car. She tried to turn and get in her car, but the bird was so scared it just attacked her.
So he was friends with Tippi Hedren.
Good one.
Thank you.
What a friend.
She was the star of the birds, Michael.
I know. I don't think
she was the star
of Hitchcock's The Birds. Goodness, what an audience.
Yeah, I know the birds. I know it's a classic, but I've never
seen
it.
It's also a good group, right?
Yeah.
Different spelling, though. Am I right, Don? Am I right?
You got to throw a Y in there.
Yeah.
That's right. Jack Curry tweeting there that Aaron Boone earlier acknowledged that Corey Kluber will miss a minimum of 8 weeks, 4 weeks of not throwing, and 4 weeks of building his arm back up. Michael, it's not what you want.
It's not what you want, but it could be what you need, if that makes sense.
Wow. You can't always get what you want.
No, but sometimes you get what you need. And by that I mean there was no way coming off one inning last year and 36 innings total for the last 2 years that you were going to get 32 starts out of this guy. It's just impossible to believe that could happen. So if this is an injury that he can come back from and return to the form where he threw a no-hitter. Even without the no-hitter, he was great for the last 5-6 starts. Then it's a home run for them. It's an absolute home run because they get him back for the last 2 months of the season and into the postseason as well. You know, they envision him as a number two type of starter. So that's the only way it works out. The way it could blow up is if he just never comes back. Then, I mean, what an awful tease. They took a chance, and it wasn't just them. There are teams that were bidding for him. Everybody wanted him. But you knew that there was a chance. You know, he had a shoulder issue last year. He broke his arm the year before. And he's 35 years old. There's a lot of things that were going up against him. And, you know, yesterday when he's pitching and he's walking people like he never does, you just wonder, well, what was up? Well, now we know what was up. There's something wrong with his shoulder.
Let's go back to the Knicks for a second. Alfred Payton starting again. Let's hear from Coach Thibaut Diao on his decision to start.
We look at the game. We look at what's going on. You know, it's a 2-point game, and it comes down to a loose ball. So just get out there, get the job done, you know, play defense, run the team. We're going to use everyone.
Okay.
I think he's just being that guy, and I like him, but he's just being that guy.
We'll see how tonight goes. If he lays another goose egg here, Michael, the pressure will build. But you don't know. Maybe he'll be more that guy the more the pressure builds. Meanwhile, Brian Windhorst was on with Greeny earlier today. So, yeah, Windy, if you will. He said Knicks fans are just getting started on Trae Young.
You think there's intensity now? Wait until they come back for a game five, because I'm expecting it to be maybe a 2-2 series coming back to New York, and the Knicks fans are tired of watching Trae Young get whistles for four games.
Right.
That is when we're going to see some edge. But certainly tonight is going to be potentially special.
Now, that was Greeny, hosted by Bob Wischusen. And then Bart and Hahn was Bart and Wischusen.
Bob! Wait, no. You mean that was Hahn?
No.
Try it again.
Greeny was hosted by Bob Wischusen.
Okay.
Bart and Hahn was hosted by Bart and Wischusen. He did both shows.
Hmm. There's a lot going on here.
But
a whole lot going on.
We asked for a day off and heads explode.
What happened to Greeny today?
I don't know.
Who knows, guys?
It's not a book for a lot of guys, just for us. Heads explode. I mean, just literally explode.
Yeah.
Brain all over the wall.
Ugh.
Radio.
I'll kill that bird. You want to bite the head off? Sure.
Radio. It's there if you want it.
Sure.
Radio. Stop by if you got nothing going on.
My goodness. Need a day off? Radio.
Radio. It's free
Shop
anyway.
Shop on. Shop it in.
That's right. Well,
Radio.
Guys,
swing by if you get a chance.
But or not.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joe West sets a major league record for games umpired. The 68-year-old ump umpired his 5,376th regular season game for the Cardinals and White Sox. And, guys, he celebrated by throwing a pitcher out of the game. Do you see this, Michael?
Yep.
For supposedly spotting a substance on the inside of Gallegos' brim. But they claimed it was just water.
Giovanni Gallegos told them it was sunscreen. Now, they use that sometimes to get, you know, tacky on the baseball. But he had just told them to change his hat. Then Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, came out and pitched a fit. And then then Joe West threw them both out.
Now, can I be fair, though?
Mm-hmm.
Schilt got thrown out so quickly. I mean, he made it 3 feet past the first baseline. He was chucked. But listen, it's a celebration for Joe West.
Did I ever tell you how Joe West ruined a night on the town for me?
No, please.
Really?
Yeah. People that I don't get to see that often, we went to Smith and Walensky's. This was 5 or 6 years ago. It was
delightful.
Me, Howie Singer, who is the director of the Knick broadcast, Mike Breen, and Kevin Smolin, who was my producer of the YES Network Yankee games for the first 9 years. And Joe West was there at the bar. And we had not, the four of us together, not seen each other in forever. And we were looking forward to a night where we could BS and talk and everything. Joe West, for some reason, recognized me. Pulled up a chair and spoke for 2.5 hours.
Now, was this Joe West or Kanye West?
No, it was Joe. And I want, every one of us wanted to pull our eyelashes out. It was just so brutal.
So this is
it
like a Tommy Fox's
unaware.
Moment.
Yeah, it was like the Tommy Fox thing. Yeah.
So this was not a situation where everyone's going, oh, more stories.
Yeah, oh, no, another one, Joe.
Like, this isn't when you're at the bar and Ric Flair's there and you're like, Rick, tell us about your feud with Steamboat. No one wanted to hear these stories.
This is, Joe, you done yet? And he was not done. Ruined the whole night. I'll never forgive him.
Wow.
Just memo to people like that. If you hear, thanks for stopping by more than once,
You've stopped by too often.
Yeah.
Or stayed at the party too long.
Now, here's a question for you. What if Mr. West had shown up and just, like, sat down, said hello, and sort of ingratiated himself but not held court? Would you have been comfortable?
Sat down and stayed there the whole night?
Stayed for an hour, but just chatted normally.
No, because, first of all, we weren't that close.
Right. There was just not enough closeness there.
It wasn't like I could say, hey, remember, Joe, when, you know, we were out in Chicago together and, you know, hitting on everybody that breathed, you know, the back on Russian divisions? No, that never happened. So there was no story to refer to. He just felt a closeness where, well, these are four captive people that I could tell every single story I've ever told. Cowboy Joe.
Guys, you want to know what rumor I heard today?
What's that?
You'll have to wait because I'm going to be a good broadcaster, and I'm first going to give you a Met story before I give you something that interests me.
Okay.
It's called growth. Noah Syndergaard exited his second rehab start with soreness in his right elbow for St. Lucie.
So what are your people telling you?
I'm hearing things. How big a deal is this?
It's a big deal if the elbow's re-injured, if it's just, you know, a normal bump in the road coming back from Tommy John, then it's not
a big deal at all.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, can it just be you're still not quite ready yet? You just got to slow down a tiny bit?
Yeah. This could be a warning to him. All right, you're going too fast.
He was reevaluated earlier today. We don't know the deal yet. All right, so you guys ready for the rumor I heard?
Can't wait.
I am hearing that someone is looking to buy into the Washington football team. And that ducks are lining up, and there's a lot of smoke around it. Here's a hint. It would please me greatly.
Ed Cranepool!
That is an unreasonable guess, Don.
Vince McMahon?
No.
Benny Agbayani?
Wrong area of interest for me.
Luis Oosterhuizen?
Jay-Z.
There it is. There it is.
Jesus.
Supposedly there's a lot of smoke. And he's moving some assets around to potentially get in for like 5% of the Washington football team.
Why would he do that? 5% gets you nothing.
Just for a suite.
But then buy the suite.
No, 5%, that's an expensive team.
You have no say, bud. I know it's expensive, but you have no say. So why invest the money?
Yeah. Is it possible that he knows how to wine and dine people enough that he knows if he gets in at 5%, he can wield and turn it into more?
No.
Well, he's going to have to, like, put a hit out on Daniel Snyder to get the other
95%. But guys, I got news for about Dan Snyder. He's one of the biggest star bleepers in the biz.
Yeah, now, you wouldn't know. He's not going to bleep away 95% of his team.
You don't know what he's willing to bleep away. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday, May 26. Tomorrow, I'll update you on the biggest feud in sports between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau as it rages on.
Luke Voit has a grade 2 oblique strain. The last Yankee that had a grade 2 oblique strain was Aaron Judge a couple of years ago, and he missed 54 games.
Ouch.
So that's not good news at all. What was that? Oh, the Mets are postponed now.
Ah.
That's after they let fans in to buy some concessions. Okay. Big Knicks night, big Islanders night. Islanders on 10:50 right now. We have Chris Carlin from 6:30 to 7. Nick game will start at 7:30, pregame at 7. We'll be back at 2 tomorrow. See everybody. So he was friends with Tippi Hedren.
Good one.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.